children come first.
Children's time.
If there are not enough children, some of the adults could come up too. Good morning. Boy, I'm glad you came this morning to help us with this children's sermon. Has a friend ever come to your house and knocked on the door or rang the doorbell? What do you do then? Do you open the door and say, "Hi, come in. I'm glad to see you." Well, and then you try to do nice things for them and be sweet to them, make them feel good. Well, Jesus says in the Bible, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock, knock, knock." Remember that song we sing in Sunday school? Knock, knock, knock. Okay. Well, Jesus is knocking at the door of our heart. Our heart is that door that Jesus wants us to open, so his spirit can come in us and live in us. He wants to be our helper, our friend, and our savior. When Jesus lives in our heart, he helps us to love and forgive others, even when we don't feel like it. What are some ways we can show love to others? You know? How about being kind? Yeah. Helping, sharing. When somebody's there, you can share your toys with them. Yeah, that's good. Yes, uh-huh. And obeying. What does it mean to obey? If your mom or dad tells you something, what is it? Obey means to do what they tell you to do. And the Bible tells us in the Ten Commandments, Jesus gave them, and he wants us to obey them, to do what they say. There are God's rules for us to obey, to live by. We need to obey our parents and our teachers when they tell us to do something. Maybe pick up our toys or put our clothes away. Then we need to do that, don't we? Yeah, I bet you do. So, there's another very important thing Jesus helps us to do. You know what that is? To forgive. Jesus helps us to forgive. And do you know what that word means? Has anyone ever made you mad or done bad things to you? Maybe took your toys away or something? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the first thing we think about when somebody does something bad to us, we want to do something bad back to them, right? If they take away our toys, we want to take their toys away. But is that a nice thing to do? No, that's not. So, Jesus teaches us in the Lord's Prayer to forgive others when they do bad things to us. That means we pardon them, do good to them, or say nice things to them, and help them to be friends again. Peter asked Jesus one time when they were talking, Peter says, "Well, how many times do I have to forgive someone if they do something bad to me? Do I have to forgive them 7 times? And you know what Jesus said? He said, "Forgive him 70 times 7 times. If he asks you to forgive him, you must forgive others just like I forgive you." Do you know Jesus forgives us many, many times? Every day we sin against Jesus, and he's always ready to forgive us and help us to do good. Sometimes it's not easy for adults to forgive someone who has hurt them or done something wrong to them, but Jesus can help them to forgive if they ask him. God is always ready to forgive us when we are sorry for our sins. In the Lord's Prayer, we say, "Forgive us as we forgive those who trespass or sin against us." And do you know why Jesus forgives us all our sins? Because he loves us so very much. That's why he suffered and died on the cross to save us from our sins. If we believe in Jesus, we will live with him in heaven forever someday. So remember, we love because Jesus first loved us. Now, will you fold your hands and pray with me? Aiden, will you pray with me too? Will you pray with me too? Fold your hands and pray with me? Yeah. Dear Jesus, please come into our hearts. Help us to love, obey, and forgive others. Thank you for loving us so much. Amen. Now, I have a little thing for you to take that'll help you to remember how many times you need to forgive someone if they do bad things to you. It's a little rock, and it says 70 times 7. That's how many times we should forgive somebody that does something mean to us. Come and get one out of here, these little rocks. 70 times 7. That's how many times we should forgive someone if they do bad things to us. Come and get one. I just picked these up out of my... Whoa! I just picked these up out of my yard. I have one in my window by my sink that says 70 times 7. That helps me remember